I'm plugged in.
I forgot how hard that one was. Cause I'd be slapping that other. Let me see that.
You do not own the rights to any of this music. Plugged in. Times three.
I'm plugged in.
Before we get started, hold on, man. I gotta share this real quick, though. Self promo, the best promo. Yeah. Here you go, bro.
I'm plugged in. Oh, damn. Who was that again?
Fuelo.
That was like Fillmore Slim by Fuelo. Shout out to Fuelo. Yo, oh shit, we back. It's the motherfucking Plugged In podcast.
We done upgraded a little bit, man, so we in here.
Yeah,
we
man.
Look all right.
It's your boy Dwayno and
your boy XK.
Poop the poop.
Yeah.
So we gonna get right into it.
Moving.
Let's go.
You know, I got some sad news this morning. Super fucked up shit. The homie done passed on and went to the other side.
Moment of silence.
Yeah, we definitely need to go ahead and take a moment of silence. Okay. Yeah, rest in peace to my nigga Richard Barber.
R.I.P. King. Straight up.
Sad news. Still really undecided about what exactly happened. We're hearing that it might have been like some suicide shit. I hope not. Anybody out there, you know, over here at the Plugged In Podcast, we support any suicide awareness. If you know, any of my friends, any of my people that fuck with me, anybody that's watching this, tapped in, if you're listening or whatever, reach out if you need to. You can talk to any of us.
Anytime, shit, it don't matter. Call me, shit, 3-4 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we're
gonna get you right.
Rest in peace to my nigga Aaron Hill. Been about 6 years, he committed suicide. Yeah, missed that cat. Y'all know.
Your people, man.
Have y'all ever experienced that with anybody you know personally before?
Yeah.
And there's some shit going around the town. Y'all was telling me about a few. You know what I mean? So rest in peace to everybody and all the families that was affected.
It's been about like 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah.
In the last month or two.
Yeah. So, man, check on your people, man. A motherfucking can smile on your face and be going through a whole lot. So check on your people, man.
Yeah, the National Suicide Hotline is 800-273-8255.
Say it again, though.
1-800-273-8255.
Tap in.
You know what I mean? Tap in if you need to, man. Call somebody. Talk to somebody, man. I know sometimes when you might call a motherfucker, somebody might not pick up, but shit, you can definitely call that number. Right. Again, the suicide hotline is 1-800-273-8255.
Hey, man, and let me say something real quick, man. And to the black community, man, depression is real. You feel what I'm saying? So, man, if your people come and talk at you, man, don't tell them to blow it off or tell them they can fix it or nothing. Man, talk to them, man. Let, you know what I mean? Let them go through what they got to. Let them vent, because sometimes that's all they need is somebody to be there. You know what I'm saying? So, for real, check on your people.
Mm.
Facts.
So I know last week we just, like, right when we got done, we found out about OMB Peasy.
Yeah.
That shit was crazy.
42, who, it was 42 Doug and Lil Baby?
Roddy Ricch.
Roddy Ricch. Yeah. 42 Baby. Okay.
Roddy Ricch and 42 Doug. Them niggas was shooting a video or something, and somebody started dumping. Somebody started shooting and shit. Neither one of them got hurt. I think like three people did get hurt though.
Yes,
but neither one of them.
Shot, though, yeah.
Next thing you know, OMB Peasy's locked up
within hours immediately.
So
all on
the, take that man up.
All on social media, he said he didn't do it. Like you said, he did get out. He in, said he
like 48 hours. Or?
Yeah, he bonded out. Then they said they kept him in that motherfucker for 28 hours.
Bruh.
I was like, damn. So. We don't know, but that's the info I got on that.
Is there any way you can still play music on here? Like
yeah.
You can just still play some music?
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's just crazy. But he got out, you know, like you said, he got out in, what, 28 hours?
Yeah.
They have, no, how long did they have that nigga after he bonded?
It was 28 hours.
That's fucked up. That's that shit. But, you know, that's down there in Georgia. They on some other shit.
Facts.
Yeah. Louisiana's fucked up, too.
I'm just gonna go with this because it's on here. Philo!
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Bonded out. Said he headed it. They headed us. So yeah. He was like, nah. No, I'm talking shit. But.
Yeah, that's crazy. I've never really heard none of OMB Peasy's music. Just. Like the shit that comes out, like the music video and shit. That nigga's hard though.
See, I caught him before
because he was signed to E-40.
Yeah, so his music from before he blew up.
Totally
like,
different.
That's like NBA YoungBoy. Like I fuck with him before he blew. I mean, some of his shit still dope.
Before he blew up, he sounded like NBA YoungBoy.
No, I'm saying this is an example. Like I think NBA YoungBoy is way harder than what he was when he first came out because you can hear the hunger. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And OMB Peasy shit, he had a whole lot of hood videos, but you can hear the pain and the shit he was saying back then. Now he got money. That's just what anybody raps though. I think you get money, of course your shit's gonna change.
Oh my bad, I need that screen.
Yeah, you know what I mean. So. He's dope though, but I fuck with him when he first came out. You know what I mean? When he was a kid going through it.
My bad, that bitch keep locked.
Yeah, but he's still dope though. You feel me?
Yeah. So y'all heard like some of his albums? Has he dropped an album yet?
I ain't dropped none of the new shit.
Cause I know you went to go see him, but it was like Jeezy and a bunch of other niggas too. Yeah, so he got out. I don't think he did it, man. He probably just was. I mean, obviously, he was around somebody that's affiliated.
I feel some type of way. You know what I mean? Shit happens.
Nah,
he's the bag.
So that was in Atlanta. Speaking on Atlanta.
He's from Alabama, too. Think about that.
All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, let's go ahead and tap in.
You want to tap in on that a little bit?
Hey, pause that. Can we pause that? Yeah. Hold on, pause this. Hold on. Hold up. Y'all, are y'all looking?
Yeah.
Hey, I know y'all. I'm gonna let you get the other one with the cars and shit. Hey. Why the fuck did y'all go down there, buy one flight ticket, and just think that you were just going to get the bag to go back home?
Bruh.
I heard that happening. That's right. I've seen something like that happen.
She set up a GoFundMe.
Yeah, now y'all popping up a GoFundMe. Cut the shit.
But did y'all see the chicks in the U-Hauls?
Shut up!
Yeah, bro.
They in the U-Hauls?
There's footage of chicks that couldn't, you know, hotels was booked.
That's smart, though.
Niggas rented U-Hauls and was camping in U-Hauls.
Hey, sleeping bags. They just saved $1,000. That's fucking smart,
what
though.
What are you going to do that?
Nigga, they was rolling up the back door like, what's good, nigga? Like, go out there and look. Yeah, go out there and look.
I have some beds in there.
Y'all wilding, Atlanta.
I don't
want to
see it that bad.
Atlanta, y'all wilding for that. Like,
I mean, but
starting GoFundMe's to get back home.
But for on some real shit,
hold on.
That
ain't even on Atlanta though.
Hold
that's on wherever she came
hold
from.
Yeah. Hold on, but that's some real genius shit. Let me tell you why. Because if you did it right,
what is the U-Haul?
Hell yeah! If I'm going to Atlanta and they finna tax me for this All Star Weekend, if I rent a U-Haul, I can rent a generator, right? Set that bitch on the outside, put a screen in that bitch, put a bed in that motherfucker. My nigga, shit.
You have your own hotel room.
I'll be in that bitch kicking it. I might not even go out there and party. I might watch it on the big screen.
We gonna be doing this whole episode here.
I don't know.
You ain't fucking with it.
You gotta pay for a generator. That's
$20.
That's it.
Yeah. Man, $20.
they was out there wilding, starting GoFundMe.
$19.99 for a U-Haul.
And I don't know how much, but some of them chicks probably raised. Some of them probably raised a decent amount of money though, just to get back to the crib or wherever they from.
I think she said she needed like $1,600 or something.
It was a whole lot of $40 serves going.
Let
on
a nigga start a GoFundMe.
Oh, that nigga went to the Bunny Ranch and didn't have money to get back.
I need 25 to get back to Kansas. No, sir, nigga, I'm going to have about 600 laugh emojis.
They're going to roast your ass.
I need at least 5.
So what did you think you was doing when you got down there with your $200?
So you mean to tell me you went down there with $300?
Come on, man.
Thanks, though.
Couldn't go to the game.
You didn't see shit.
She went to the club.
So, yeah, speak on the All-Star game. What did you think about that, bro? I didn't. I wish they all kept the jersey. Though. What's that?
The fucking cars. You brought up the cars, my nigga.
Oh, yeah.
The cars. You was going down there clean. And
it
came
was
back
NASCAR
clean.
Already down there.
Taking tires, doors, everything.
Was they leaving it on cement or just putting it?
Like little bricks.
Yeah.
Crates. Hey, it was catching all slipping, man. That's fucked up. That's fucked up in the country.
I don't know if it was just because it's All Star Weekend or if it's been going on down there.
Probably even worse because people down there trying to showboat and shit.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. So, like the All Star game, I ain't actually get to see it or the slam dunk contest. I had to check out the highlights and shit. But I wish them niggas would have wore like all they. Own jerseys like they used to, you know what I mean?
So I remember that shit. I don't watch sports, but I remember that shit.
When Jordan would have his own, Kobe would have his own.
He's been like that for a minute, though.
Yeah. Overall, though, I mean, I wasn't really surprised at what I seen as far as the game. I knew it was going to be a shootout. It was a shootout.
It was a one-way shootout.
Yeah.
Shit. LeBron was on him with shooting.
Right. Yeah. I seen some shit Giannis did, like going between his legs and shit. That was dope.
Did
they have a slam dunk? 16 for
16 for the game. Did they have a slam dunk
contest?
Yeah. I seen the highlights.
It was.
I mean, it's entertaining. You know what I mean?
Be truthful. He said, nah. Nah. I don't know. I know when I used to watch sports, I was. Oh, hell no. Nah.
Yeah.
I remember when I didn't watch, when I was a kid, when I used to watch that shit, that was one of the one things, the All-Star game and that slam dunk contest.
Yeah, that shit used to be hella exciting. Now it's just kind of washed up. I wish LeBron would have joined it sometime. He never did.
LeBron's not really that creative, though, with his dunk. He's just power.
Right. That's why you
couldn't do nothing magical.
You're right.
They probably still let him win, though, because he's LeBron. He
did.
All right. So I wanted to talk to y'all about Eminem and how all these kids and canceled him. I guess for old lyrics and shit. That, you know, because Eminem was a wild boy back in the day.
Man, fuck them kids. Not like that, but
still, am a fan of Eminem. But he, you know, Eminem had a song about killing his mom and.
But
I think he had one about killing his big mom.
That was when it was bars, though. See, that's the difference between. And I know time evolves, but back then it was all about spitting some wild off the top shit that I have your ass be like, wow. And
that's what made him stand out.
Yeah, because at that time we was on some hood gangbang. You know, we was on some other shit, but he came out with a whole different style. You know what I'm saying, and dominated for real, like literally.
Take over.
I just don't like how motherfuckers can just cancel somebody now. That shit is annoying.
Like they canceled Pepe Le Feu?
Trying to.
They're canceling Dr. Seuss right now. For his racist books.
But they didn't say that. Not all the books. Not all the books. Just those.
Dumbo,
right.
They canceling Dumbo.
Yeah. I just think it's those particular books.
Some blackface shit.
Dr. Seuss.
And the leader name was called Jim Crow.
It always comes back to the leader, bro.
The leader of the theme, the Crow.
Like that
whatever.
School.
His name was Jim Crow. His name was Jim, and he was a Crow.
See?
Damn.
Yep.
When it comes to America, bro, there's always gonna be some kind of racist.
Here's some background.
I mean, and music is freedom of speech,
somebody
bro.
Said they're coming for Johnny Bravo.
It's music.
Fucked up. Not Johnny Bravo. God damn. Hey,
came from Family Feud.
But for real, Pepe, you probably, I was like, well, damn. And I say, when I was a kid, I was like, well, damn.
Nigga, some of them cartoons was a little disturbing.
My nigga, when I was a kid, I was like, well, damn, that's how you supposed to get
Tom bitches. And Jerry used to get fucked in the ass.
My nigga, I thought that was how you supposed to get bitches. Like, he was all up on. He used to push up.
Yeah, Pepe the Pew was the funky ass.
Applying the pressure, right?
That nigga was applying all the pressure. Yeah.
His shot.
Yeah.
Pippin' the pressure.
So, but that, them going up to him about his music, man. Fuck them kids. It's music.
Right.
You know what I mean? All this shit that they're listening to right now, it's just music, man. If you get offended by that shit, you must feel that some type of way about your mom or whatever he was talking about that made you. Yeah, he was talking about.
They don't want to cancel 6ix9ine now.
Right. No. I mean, I get it if it's the part he's talking about. I can't say the letters right, so I'm not going to say it. But if he was talking about them, he was out of pocket, cool. But other than that, it was just music, man. You feel me? Yeah.
You know the letters I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about when I say I can't say the letters right.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't trying to disrespect, though. Yeah, so. But yeah.
All right, so to switch it up, man, I wanted to ask y'all, how long should a person hold somebody down in jail, like in prison? Like, for example, if y'all,
if I get life,
you
are
get
you talking
life.
About life, or are you talking about like 5-10 years?
I'm talking about like a dub.
A dub? Like I'm doing? I'm doing.
You're
doing
definitely.
20.
You're looking at a dub.
I'm doing
life.
20.
How long should your girl hold you down?
Well, what's the difference now? You mean the dub?
Well, let's not. Okay. Well, let's make it a little easier.
If I'm doing,
let's
20
say
years.
You're doing 12 years.
12 years?
Let's say you gotta do 12.
Oh, she should be solid then. You feel me? 12 years. If, mm-hmm. if it's not a side chick or nothing like that, I mean, I get it. He's like, hell no.
Well,
I mean,
that's
I mean,
a long time.
But
no dick.
But
12
hold on,
years?
Hold on, but also, be thinking because I'm gonna be locked up in a minute. At that point in time, you might just want somebody to be there. So yeah. If you're gonna do what you're gonna do, man, I can't say shit.
I can't stop you. Man.
Look, just don't get pregnant. Do what right, you do, right. But don't let me know.
Hold me down.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't just put some money on my books. Come see me every once in a while.
So, cuz, if it's the other way around. And she's doing 12.
Bruh.
She better respect what I told her. That's what I did 12, cuz. She got to respect.
That's what I said. I don't know.
Bruh.
Because if I... If
12 years is a stench.
I don't know if I can wait on somebody
for
12 years.
I'm going to be honest, bro.
You love that,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. You do, just don't tell me what the fuck you out there doing. And don't let it get back to me while I'm in here.
Facts.
Just put a little money on my books when I need it.
And 12 that, is a nice little stance.
Yeah, you're gonna be hurt, and that's the whole thing. You need somebody there to reassure you that when you get home. It's gonna
let us know in the comments, man, what you think.
It was crazy. Like bitches would do that shit, hold a nigga down, and the nigga get out, and nigga fuck with another bitch.
Yeah
that's see, crazy. And y'all and niggas, y'all dead ass wrong for that shit. I salute.
But nigga, you could be in prison. Like if I'm in prison and I'm doing 12, I'm talking to like 20 bitches.
You just in there, you in there finessing.
I'm talking to like 20.
Hey, then put a little 10 on my books.
Years, you think I'm gonna talk to one bitch?
Put a little 10 on my books, baby. That's all I need you to do. Put a little 5 on it.
I'm just saying, bro. You gonna have one? Like she gonna be the one. You know what I mean? She gonna be the one when I get out. I'm gonna get married to or whatever. If it's like that, but
I'm gonna get some birthday money.
I gotta keep the letters coming.
12 years. I gotta be a couple. 12 years, I gotta have some company.
You sending them motherfucking pictures in is what you need. He gonna have an array of pictures.
I mean, you feel me? Let us know in the comments, man, if you know what I mean? If you was to, like, go do 12 years or 10 years, how long
now,
should
keep
your
12.
Partner hold you down and vice versa?
12. All you doing all of them, too. Bedtime. Yeah. 100%.
So,
It just depends on the person, too.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely depends
it
on how strong.
It ain't just side shit, but if y'all rock it, man.
Depends on y'all bond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So 50 Cent came out recently and said, was talking about Young Jeezy in an interview. And y'all, you know, if y'all been paying attention, both of them kind of been shooting shots back at each other. Like Jeezy just, you know, his last album, Recession 2, right?
Yeah,
Jeezy's last album. I can't tell you the name of the song, but he released Therapy is the name of the song. And you can go on there. On one of the verses, he was talking about his relationship with 50 Cent.
Yeah.
So basically, 50 just came out on an interview recently and shot another jab at him, and basically was like, the only reason why the nigga doing the verses with Gucci Mane is because he's desperate to sell albums.
So you can say what? Facts.
Because you know he just dropped an album that night when he did that, when Gucci Mane dissed him. Matter of fact, let me ask y'all. What's y'all's take on that? Like, I'm a huge Jeezy fan, way more than Gucci. And I feel like when Gucci did that shit to him, it was the most embarrassing moment of his career. Now people are going to always end that conversation about Jeezy with that. Kind of like how I'm bringing it up now. Like, no disrespect to the Snowman.
I mean, yeah.
But, nigga.
Smoking on that.
There's some people that looked at him like he was the bigger man in that situation.
That's exactly how I look at him. He's changed. He's grown out of it. For him to even... And then niggas is like... And then he did the song with him, too.
But at the same time... Shit.
If you're looking at it from the streets...
If I was Gucci, I wouldn't even show up.
Right. And Gucci turned it down first. He turned it down first.
Why would you even show up just to do some shit like that?
A bag...
Yep.
Both them niggas. I heard everybody gets paid like $1 million when they do that shit.
Hey, well, Gucci remained who he was.
Bags and shit.
But 50 just petty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's the king of petty, right?
King
there.
Of petty. It's like, you know, nigga, drop some music, nigga.
Hey, that nigga didn't have a gang of security, though.
Who?
You see Gucci just
security? Yeah, Gucci. That's what I'm saying. What was Jeezy supposed to do for real?
That had, when that nigga left, that nigga had niggas walking by the car.
Each of them. Yeah, at least like niggas on both sides. Yeah. Like three cars deep.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
To hear that. Jeezy probably has some fucking shit with him.
Yeah.
You are plugged in.
He showed up here by himself. Gucci got an entourage.
Yeah, 50's the king of petty for that shit. Let us know what you think in the comments about like the whole Gucci Mane dissing Jeezy's dead homie and shit.
He said dig him up.
Do you think Jeezy can come back from that? I think he can, definitely, but let us know in the comments
about the album sales. I think shit Jeezy been selling the album still, so I don't know. Let's see 50 sell some albums.
Alright, so with let me switch it up real quick. With everything going on with social media, just, you know, as far as like relationships, and I know you're not in no relationship right now, but I wanted to ask y'all, when should you post your relationship on social media? Not just like a picture, but like opening up, letting everybody know that you in a relationship. When do y'all think, like, even if it ain't you that's doing it, it might be your girl that might want to do it or something. When are you cool with that? Is that cool with you?
Everybody's situation is different.
Right.
Right.
Some people don't like
some people are more private.
Yeah.
They're just not going to do it at all. So if you're not a private person, when's the right time for that?
Oh, man.
When are you okay with that?
I mean,
if you're that type of person.
Right. I mean, I'm both, man. It just depends on the situation.
Whenever you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll know. People will know, but they watch your page about shit that you do. It's just not going to be more flamboyant than most people.
So you with a bitch 1 week and she posts you after.
No, nigga. That
1 week.
Negative.
She's crazy.
Yeah. Nah.
Crazy.
And she hit you with the I love you on Facebook.
Not yet.
1 week? Nah, bro. She a stalker.
How can you love me?
She going to be busting in your motherfucking windows, putting sugar in your tank.
Yeah. Hell no.
You ain't going to have no car. You supposed to be 1,000 feet away from me. Yeah, that type of shit.
Nah, I'm cool.
He said a week. Nah, man. I mean, but I don't know. I shouldn't say that because...
Shit, you never know.
Yeah.
Shit.
But don't hit me with the Facebook I love you shit in a week. You know what I mean? Don't take it to Facebook.
Me, personally, I'm more of a private person. Well, not really. I'm not really a private person, but my better half is.
Right.
Yeah,
in my relationship, we don't really get down like that. It ain't because we're different. We just a little bit more private. We don't even, like, if my girl posts some shit, she'll take a picture and won't post it for 3 days. You know what I mean? That's just the type of shit she might be on.
And see, that's what I'm learning now. That's the situation I'm in. You know what I mean? I'm like, whatever. You feel me? But yeah. It gets a different perspective on shit too when it's like that. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I feel like sometimes when a dude be in a relationship and females know you in a relationship, motherfuckers be on your motherfucking head. So I can imagine what it's like for a female, too, same situation. You know what I mean? As far as niggas, like, so I get both sides of it. You know?
All right, so let me get y'all a situation.
That keeps everybody out your relationship.
Alright, so
Putting all your problems on motherfucker Facebook, my nigga. Hey, PSA, quit putting your shit on Facebook.
That's niggas, one thing y'all gotta stop doing, because I'm tired of this.
Because niggas laugh at your shit. They be looking at your shit
I'm
like,
tired of seeing
y'all still
that
gonna
shit.
Be together.
Oh, this nigga, oh, y'all back together? Nigga, what?
After you said all this?
Yeah, come on, man, just don't put it on Facebook. Because if you put it out there,
don't do
keep
it
in the house.
It's a because
if you put it on social media, we can laugh, and you can't be mad. I'm just saying, niggas be on there doing the, getting their feelings because niggas be on there roasting your ass. But it is social media,
and no disrespect,
no.
Don't take offense to this, please, but no crying on Facebook either.
Bruh.
Stop crying on Facebook. You can cry with words, but like literally, like getting on there and crying, that shit is not necessary.
Hey,
it's like putting your business, your private business on. That's not what social media is for, bro. Like,
and everybody ain't supposed to go live. Let's go ahead and get that clear now.
Yeah.
Live ain't for everybody.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that because people really be releasing everything. I know it says, what are you doing right now on that motherfucker?
It's not therapy. It's not therapy, my nigga. You're not paying $45 an hour.
Maybe that's their therapy, though.
Fuck that, because it's fucked up. Cause
he
it's
said
like,
maybe that's their
therapy.
Because Facebook is your therapy. Which you need serious help.
Do that, but just know.
People look at it like, you know.
We are going to laugh at ass, okay? If you put it on there, somebody's laughing at you.
But that kind of goes back to the depression and shit. You know what I'm saying? You never know what that person's going to through.
Right, that's true. When it comes to that.
That's what I'm saying. Don't post it.
Yeah.
Some people
just like that.
Like, fuck it.
They don't have nobody to talk to, so, man,
reach
out to your friends then. Fuck that.
Rest in peace to my nigga Gerald Murphy. He used to do that before he passed on. He would go live all the time and just get on Facebook and just express himself.
Gee.
So, you know, I'm 50-50 with it. It's a good thing, but it's a bad thing. Sometimes people know they got a problem and they don't want to be helped.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it's hard to tell sometimes. And then when they're gone and it's too late.
Are people trying to help them and they don't take the help?
I'm with y'all on that. We're on two different topics. So, yes, I'm rocking with y'all now. I'm talking about in relationships.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. So, are y'all completely, if you're feeling some type of way, because a lot of that should be a reach for help on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
I see it as. But motherfuckers be clowning. Or, man, you ain't in it, won't you? You be lost, God. Take a walk or some shit. Or you can see what people be saying and really it's a cry for help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, dude, check on your people. So,
relationship-wise,
don't put that
shit
on there, man.
We ain't trying to see that.
Don't do that. Yeah.
Yeah, because it gets messy, man. And it's just, it don't look good at all. And then y'all look dumb as a motherfucker.
I still my baby.
And quit chasing everybody else's relationship goals.
Yeah, just live your life, man. Worry about you, what you got going on.
Alright, so put yourself in this situation.
What you got?
There's a female in the situation. She's your best friend.
Best friend.
Okay. Right? But the nigga she fucking with is your homie too. You know, you grew up with him.
So
you're pretty. You know, this nigga pretty much died for you type shit.
Right.
But this nigga's cheating on her. And you see this nigga out cheating on her. Is that a flag on the play? Or is you just gonna let it do what it do? You gonna tell your best friend? Because you know that's your best friend, you feel me? And you really closer to your best friend.
To the girl than the guy, but y'all ball best friends.
But y'all really are all about, you know, the love is there for both of them.
I ain't gonna say nothing to her, but I'm gonna be
I'm
like,
gonna
my nigga,
nigga,
what you gonna do, bro?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, come on, my nigga, like, this ain't normal, bro. You know what I mean? Like, you fucking with.
Because most women already know kind of what's going on.
That's all you're saying, you know, shit. Especially if she already know, there ain't no use to telling
you. Some females is going, I mean, this might be my opinion, but if she really fuck with you like that, like, it's some shit they'll go through, man, and no shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't. That's just my opinion. So
basically, y'all would just check his ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is she in love with you, bro? I'm not even gonna let her know.
So what if that nigga just like, all right, but he's still on the same shit?
Well, my nigga, you need to go ahead and break that off, bro.
Yeah, yeah, grown.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna talk to him though. But yeah,
what is you playing for?
Yeah, because that's gonna
you grown for that.
And really, in actuality, man, the fucked up part is, man, motherfuckers will fuck up a good friendship trying to fuck. You feel me? So
it's because a nigga might be like, well, what's your problem? You know what I mean? You gonna fuck my bitch or something? You like, nah, nigga, it's my best friend. Yeah.
Oh, but then nigga, what's up? Nah, bro, it's not really up. Like,
nothing's
not,
up.
Yeah, that's shit. Your girl. We all friends. You feel me? So,
yeah, today I believe is March 9th. It's actually C Murder's birthday. Shout out to C Murder, the homie been in jail for years. Thank nigga, like,
when they gonna let him out?
I've been hearing like he's supposed to be getting out.
No, they letting Mac out. They letting Mac out. He got fast parole. He's finna get out. So what the fuck?
I actually seen the footage of like all the judges and the people that was working on his case. The people that you go see as a prisoner.
It's
like releasing you and shit. So that video was kind of cool. He was finally getting, it felt like he was getting justice.
20 years.
You know, the look on his face was like amazing to see.
Because somebody got shot.
That's from our era, you know what I mean? We came up on No Limit, and Mac was that nigga. He had a Shell Shock album.
Yeah.
I forget the other one, but I remember that one. And, you know, shout out to Mac, man. I'm glad he's able to get back. I don't know if he got kids or what, but that's crazy, man. Because he's completely innocent. Yeah. I don't know if y'all seen the No Limit documentary that came out on BET, but they was explaining how he's completely innocent. His parents was on there. His parents was with him the night of the night he did the shit. But yeah, happy birthday, C Murder. Free C Murder, man. Can't wait till he get home. Free BG.
Oh, my nigga. I wrote my whole shit to I wrote my whole CD to Chopper City, my nigga.
Oh, yeah. Damn. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I
was
like, that beat was slapping, huh?
Man, I wrote to the whole CD, though. I used the whole CD. I was just writing.
Going in.
Yeah. Talking about that shit back in the day. Yeah, yeah, that's dope. I didn't know that. Yeah, we plugged the fuck in. Yeah, moving along. Shout out Mac, C Murder, Free R. Kelly, all them.
Bruh.
R. Kelly.
You gotta sneak that one in.
You gotta slide it in.
Nah,
I caught that one. Hell no.
Free Bill Cosby.
Yeah.
So now, nigga, they trying to get T.I. too. Shit, because let me speak on that real quick. So I found out also that 7 more women came out.
Update.
Yeah, 7 more.
So how many did I make?
It was already 11.
So it's 18.
Yeah, so some other news that I heard was that, what'd they say? They said,
he was drugging
them bitches. Basically, one of the girls was 17.
I heard the 17. I didn't hear what happened.
And she, basically, they gave her like a couple pills. It was one or two pills. But Tiny gave her a drink first. Tiny slid her a young drink.
Slid her the cup.
Then she got like one or two pills. I don't know what they was. Probably ecstasy.
They was rolling.
So basically, where the story gets dark.
Hey, I got an update on your ass. Go ahead. Yeah, I got a good one. Go ahead.
Is
I forgot about this shit.
So the story gets dark when... So the story gets dark when she wakes up like butt booty ass naked, right? 17-year-old girl.
It ain't funny. She was 17.
Her pussy's bleeding and she's sore in the anal area. So that's what I heard. That's what I read about. So the lawyers that are involved, they've already contacted. They've been in like connection. They've been speaking with Atlanta's department and some police department in LA. So they're just building and building and building paperwork. Hey. It's funny because T.I. got an album called Paper Route.
Hey.
And it's like they're just building up a paper route up on this nigga.
This in.
And it's getting dirty.
Other sizzling news.
I'm plugged in.
Update. They said the army lady. They said, hey, it's the army lady they had, right? Had her in the room, right? Tiny slipped her a drink. Something had to be in there.
Tiny.
She said, all she remembered was she was, you know, getting feeling funny, and T.I. was trying to put his foot in her pussy. My nigga, I am not.
Bruh.
Wait a minute.
Hey.
Oh, hold on. that's why I was like, I got some exclusive news. This is no bullshit. This is some shit. Good, hey, bro. And then it was like, and then you said, hold on. Good. And this matches what you said. I'm not done because it matches what you said. She said she woke up naked with a towel over her body, you know, with her thing hurting the butt. That's what I'm saying, my nigga. It's some shit that's matching up.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh.
No, it's not. We ain't laughing at the situation.
It's not funny at all.
Yeah, it's just my nigga. The
man, it don't even sound like they even fucking them. They getting putting stuff in their ass. It's some old shit.
You was about putting shit. Foot. That's what the that when I heard the shit, I was like, I gotta rewind.
No telling what they doing.
What it said,
bro. Yeah, but check this out.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
you know what I was thinking.
It's going down.
You know what somebody was telling me?
What's that?
Somebody was telling me, like, he was like, bro, you know, like, right now, you know, like, for example, and this is, you know, not to offend who any of the women we talking about because, you know, all y'all stories and everything that's going on, it's all got to get put through the proper legal process to go through what that goes through.
Right.
So everybody can get the justice they deserve.
Yes.
But, like, for example, let's just say, let's say you're like a huge R&B star like Chris Brown. You know, you're like 24 years old. Nigga, do you know that like four women could come out right now
and
just start fake pages on social media, start DMing what happened, screenshot what happened, and start sending it to vlogs. Vlogs are going to post it and run with the story.
Yep.
Regardless.
You know, nothing against what's going on again, but I'm just saying,
it has
like,
to go through legal process is what you're saying now.
Yeah. Right.
So for everybody out here just airing niggas out as far as
tiny and tip. Them. I ain't seen nobody surviving yet.
Yeah.
And what's fucked up about the whole tip and tiny situation is none of these women want money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? None of them want money, so it looks even worse now.
And you want that man to get locked up.
Mm-hmm. They say, and they...
There you go. Yeah, it's not looking good.
They expeditiously on your ass, my nigga.
He had a whole podcast, too, going on. He ain't even doing it no more. So, yeah, we did the how long should you hold a person down.
Surviving T.I.
Yeah. This shit gonna be
on, tiny.
This nigga gonna be on A&E and shit. T.I. Harris. You know they be having them characters.
Clifford Tip Harris.
That is a real family hustle right there.
Right. So just, alright, real quick, I wanted to ask y'all, who do y'all think is one of the baddest chicks that was like on the TV sitcoms that we used to watch growing up? Like, I don't know if y'all was, but I was watching everything from like Fresh Prince, Martin, Family Matters, Different World. So, like, just coming up, was there anybody that caught your eye that was like, damn, that, like, even Topanga from Boy Meets World was bad to me.
What was that, light-skinned girl on Different World, Dwayne's girl?
Or it could have been a movie. Light-skinned girl, was it Lisa
Bonet? Oh, man, if you're going to say any movie, then...
Lisa Bonet.
No, hold on, man. If you... No, you said any movie, bro.
You talking about on Different World, though.
Yeah, dude, Dwayne's glasses with the glasses, his girl. But nah, fuck it. If you see any movie,
Whitley,
I'm gonna go with Angie Martinez, old girl from White Man Can't Jump.
Rosie Perez.
I think I think.
Yeah. Okay, we can do movies. Ain't gonna be TV.
Yeah.
Movie shit.
I would have said Jada Pinkett, but she like entangled.
Lustful. Who have I lusted for?
She's like entanglements, bro.
Who?
You talking about
Jada Pinkett? I was on her.
So you talking about back in the days, though?
Just like coming up, growing up, when we was growing up. You know what I mean? Like young niggas. Like,
I used to have a crush on that girl from Major Pain, the lady.
Oh, from Fresh Prince.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hillary. She was
Hillary.
In
there. Yeah.
Hillary. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She was bad too, though, yep.
See, I thought the little sister on Fresh Prince was bad too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. She's in movies.
Yeah, be changing up on me. I'm like, damn, why always had a crush?
That's exactly what I was going to say.
So, Tatiana. What about TV show then?
TV show?
Tatiana Ali, from Fresh Prince.
Oh, girl from the Different World, whatever it is, man.
Yeah. The one that was with Dwayne.
Yeah.
Damn, TV show. Let me see. Yeah,
I was weird. I just, I don't know. She just reminded me of somebody that was not where I was from. I mean,
it probably would be like the baddest one. It probably would be the one from Fresh Prince, man. She was bad.
Bad chocolate.
Like, I'm talking about as she, like, grew up, too. She was bad.
No, nigga, we talking about when we was little.
Yeah,
don't be trying to add. Don't be trying to add. Don't be trying to, nigga, trying to slide in there. Nah,
Damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably
or now.
Plugged in. Thought I was Major Pain. Little Major Pain.
Hey, he was fucking it up.
Mixed with Tiger.
All right, so what about this? Let's say y'all got a girlfriend. Y'all been with her for like...
Hypothetically.
Y'all been with her like, 3 years. It's getting, you know, it's good. Shit's going good.
Great. Okay.
You on Instagram one day, you know what I mean? Just sliding through.
Instagram.
Sliding through the timeline, you feel me? And bam, it's Drake with a room full of bitches in a hotel. And you see your girl. What's your next move?
I know that nigga gave you a debit card. Somebody, you go ahead and slide that bitch on over. Because I'm finna go to the mall and you're finna go take a shower.
They all wearing bikinis.
Yeah, slide, hand me that little card. The song he was talking about when he put a little something on the... I need that.
A little 10.
Yeah, a little 10 on that bitch.
I ain't tripping.
I'm going to need 7.
Yeah, I think I'm definitely going to need some bread.
Yeah, because ain't nothing you can do about that. Yeah, I'm just going to play
it cool. We know Drake dropping out.
Yeah, now vice versa. Now, you know, if you're going on Instagram and you see me with... I don't know.
Right.
You know, somebody, and I get it back, then, you know, hey, I understand why you don't cut me like why you don't cut me. Just leave me a little something to spin. But it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah, man. Let us know in the comments, man, if that happened to you, man. Like, picture that.
They ain't gonna never, you ain't, she ain't never gonna see that nigga again.
Ain't gonna react.
Yeah, you
and then you're gonna do shit. She is never gonna see that nigga again in life. He's gonna be like, ooh, give me some pussy.
Drake.
Now, if it was an old normal nigga or something like that,
she better not throw it back, though. I know that much.
If it was a normal nigga, then I have a problem. Like, oh, hell no. Nah. This nigga's normal. Fuck that.
Hell yeah. I can dig that. I mean, that's Drake. He's the biggest nigga in the game right now. Nah.
Fuck Drake. So. She better bring her ass home.
You ain't gonna take the car. Give me the car.
Yeah.
Fine.
So
I seen you with the nigga. I seen you with the nigga. Cash at me, 7th now, right now. Send it. And you can stay till 6. Just send it.
That's the type of shit I'm on for real. Get that bag.
And can you stay another night? He gonna give you some more money. No, I'm fucking with you. That's fucked up. But if you already in Instagram and you know,
hey, you pimping your girl out now.
Half of them ain't even got to do all that no more. They can just start an OnlyFans.
Right, and same shit though, I'm saying, if your man out there getting it, shit, he's going to see her one time.
We might as well just start our OnlyFans.
Hey, so, switching it up real quick, I'm going to tell y'all about Elena Smith. Elena Smith, a high school track athlete from Connecticut, has been forced to compete against biological males who say they identify as female. In her state... 2 biological males have won 15 championship titles in girls' track, depriving Smith and her other girls of medals, athletic opportunities, potential scholarships. Smith and 3 other female competitors in high school track are taking a stand for fairness in girls and women's sports. They filed a federal lawsuit challenging the Connecticut policy that allows transgender students to compete in girls' athletics. The 4 young women are being represented by lawyers at a Christian legal nonprofit alliance defending freedom. The Trump administration supported this lawsuit, which sought to protect fairness in women's sports. Last week, however, the Biden administration, Justice Department, and Education Department withdrew the support. Any thoughts, gentlemen?
Man, them niggas is cheating. Why the fuck? Like, why, so you mean to tell me that you was getting your ass whooped as a man in nigga, sports, right?
15,
I mean,
15 championships.
You was getting your ass whooped when you was racing as a man, so.
There's been men battling with them for 15 championships.
So, isn't this no disrespect to them, but you got to look at it like this.
Nah, man, fuck that. Them niggas is hoes.
Them niggas is cheating.
They're doing this in several sports.
That's what I'm saying. So, anybody in the world, think about it. So, you mean to tell me it's a man, right? This nigga can't win nothing. But he change over to a woman and go to women's sports, and so you mean so they can do boxing too? You gonna let a man fight a woman? Well, they already do that shit, right? Don't they already do that shit too? I mean,
yes, everything.
That's
stop. I think that's cheating, bro. Like you are taking these girls' heart and everything they're putting in the way by letting them run against a fucking boy.
People like, losing, you know, opportunity. Somebody might be going, sending a girl to their school to really try to do something and send them to the Olympics, and she can't compete now.
So y'all need to do
them. Compete against 6'4" Mike. His name is really fucking. I mean, Michelle. His name is really fucking Danny.
That's like the people these. When you was getting your ass whooped by 100 points, they made you go home. You should only be able to win 2 awards. You said 15?
It's no fair. Be able to win none.
It's no fair.
Let me switch it up real quick. Do y'all like? Have y'all ever thought about women and men like being equal? Do you really think about that ever?
I think
we're closer to it now than ever.
I think the household is expected to be 50-50, not so much more. Our
not really the household. I ain't even really just talking about the household. I'm talking about just like
the women
in the walk of life, like human.
It ain't always going to be 50-50.
I agree. No offense, I just don't. Yeah. I don't see it all the way there because, for example, like we like men can build shit.
Right.
Like, ain't too many women going doing what you do. You know what I mean? There is, but, like, the foundation building, the 17-floor building, you know what I mean? It's going to be mostly men. But that's just an example, you know? So I'm not saying that women aren't equal to men. Definitely in some things. But, you know, it's just about, like, for example, my uncle that was in Vietnam, all them men could, like, you know, just go to war for months and shit.
Right.
And survive. They didn't need women. You know what I mean?
On the earth.
They was just out there.
Right.
But could women do that? You know what I mean? Some of them. But, you know, I don't know. You know, they can go out and plant shit. But who's going to protect them? The home, you know, who's gonna protect the home? You feel me? We can go out and farm and learn how to plant all this shit in the front yard, and I can keep you here, boo. While I go out and find some other shit, but who's gonna stay here and protect this shit?
They're gonna learn how to shoot.
They gonna have to.
I guess they're picking up
where we leave off.
Yeah, they go to the gun range.
But yeah, that shit about the kids is fucked up. You know what I mean? As far as the schools, because that shit's been going on for a while. In all types of areas, probably in colleges too. I seen a picture that went viral, you know, about a month ago of this big ass dude on this basketball team.
That's what Democrats support and Republicans
got
done.
These motherfucking
boys. That's why
out
you
here
said the Trump administration stopped it from happening because that's the difference between Democrats.
This nigga don't even got no. He don't even got no handicap. He don't even. They don't even get 10 lengths on him. He just be on him. That ain't right.
That's why there needs to be like a party that's in the middle. There's no middle ground. So one side or the other.
I be feeling like we don't even need a president. I just feel like it's so fucked up. It's like, why would you keep bringing some one leader in? That's what everybody's. When there's two parties, like you got two parties, so there should be two presidents. And I don't even agree with two presidents. I'm just saying.
Right.
Or like you said, bring in a third neutral party. But it's weird because the two parties always, to me, just speaks on. It just keeps making division relevant.
Yep, that's all it is.
You know what I mean?
Agree.
I think it's set up that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think they all working together.
Yeah.
You ask me, it's just set up.
I can see it all. So in Spain, this rapper who lives in Spain, he has a friend who is a teacher, and he agreed. The teacher actually is gay. And once he's a dude, but he he wants to identify himself as a woman. Bruh. So him and this rapper from Spain, they agreed to for what sources say up to $3,000. He agreed to cut his dick off,
nigga,
on camera, like on live. On social media.
Bro, this is horrible.
He agreed to do
let
this.
Let that happen on social media?
Mm-hmm. He agreed to do this for a viral moment.
That shit is stupid.
They did it specifically for a viral moment. So, yeah. Like, that's what this social media shit has come to. This is what social
cloud
media
chasing
is for this generation.
So
this
you mean to tell me y'all cutting off dicks now to get fucking
shit,
views?
Nigga, a couple years ago, they were setting themselves on fire on camera.
Bruh.
And it was a that was a viral moment for like a few weeks. Motherfuckers was just getting on camera and setting themselves on fire. Yeah,
with the rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, just to be doing shit. Like, it's weird, bro. That shit's just so weird. To hear this, this is like is the ridiculous. Ultimate. Yeah, this is just ridiculous. Like, you would go that far? What man walks around thinking, I don't need my dick? I don't get it.
Hey, bro, I'm going to give you $3,000 if you need to cut off your dick. Nigga, what? What type of conversation is that?
Right. Let us know what you think about Coming to America 2 if you've seen it. Spoiler alert. So,
I'm plugged in, bitch.
Well, nah, you ain't seen it yet, so I'm not going to do that to you. What did you think about it, my nigga?
I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I agree. A lot of people.
Yeah, a lot of people ain't like it, but I thought it was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. I think my favorite part about it was probably, probably the old man in the barbershop and Randy Watson. That shit was pretty funny. Only thing I was disappointed about was Samuel L. Jackson wasn't in the movie. Because, you know, he robbed them niggas in McDonald's back in the day. And then, but that's just my favorite actor. But then, and it's a whole bunch of
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. So you thought it was cool? Did you have a favorite part? Anything you can think about that was just crazy, or something they probably could have left out?
I don't know.
I think the story probably could have been like as far as
it was more like a musical.
Yeah, yeah. Them songs,
it was like
them songs was funny as fuck too.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's what I think I liked about it the most.
And that old ass thing, that old ass thing is like an old ass fucking roach. He was a meme immediately. That shit was funny as fuck. Yeah, you gotta check it out
tonight.
And you said I'm gonna watch that shit tonight.
You are now plugged in.
So yeah, let's see, what else do we got? Alright, so lastly, it'll just, you know, we'll speak on this Kodak Black shit. How petty this shit is. So, these niggas are now beefing about who
spreads the money.
Who spreads the money better.
Yeah, who started spreading the money first. On your arms, on your legs, on your ass.
Now, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm a fan of Kodak, you know.
Right.
There's certain times where I wasn't
who
a fan.
Maynard. I mean, Pusheisty.
Yeah, Pusheisty is what they call him.
Shit, I thought, shit, Black Youngster, one of them niggas was running around here doing that shit first back in the days.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it probably was. I think they're doing it. We just, you know, probably wasn't doing it before social media was.
Right.
Or the way the gram was. But Lil Baby, I guess, came out and said he invented it. So that's what got Kodak Black press. So he got on the internet and went live and made this whole little spiel about how he started doing this shit and certain other shit he's done, which I admit, like, I haven't seen other niggas doing some of the shit he was talking about. But, nigga, you just got out of prison, and it's like you just want to attract negativity over petty shit. But with him, I guess it's like, give me my credit.
Yeah,
like, if you came out and did something, like, if you came out and did your ad-libs and a nigga started doing your ad-libs.
Start getting his buzz back, though.
Yeah, what'd you say?
I said they probably did that so he could start getting his buzz back.
I think about that.
Yeah.
You know, it's the industry. I think a lot of times when niggas start beefing, you know, they drop albums.
Mm-hmm.
What? Facts.
Yeah, he definitely. No album coming. Yeah.
You got some shit coming. You know that.
Yeah, that shit is
that's stupid though. Right?
They've been doing that for a long time.
Yeah, shit. They gonna continue to do it. So that nigga Pooh Shiesty, I guess he added the nigga on, got under his shit in the comments.
And y'all hear about 600 Breezy saying
6ix9ine gone.
Fuck with 600
Breezy. He said 6ix9ine, the Fed said he had a warrant for 3 weeks.
Mm-hmm. See.
Who, 6ix9ine Breezy said that?
Yeah, 6ix9ine Breezy said that. Yeah, said 6ix9ine got a warrant on him or something like that.
You know what's so crazy to me, bro, is that, like, Chicago been through all the shit they been through, and now they letting this rainbow hair dude
talk,
come through, man. And they giving him attention. I know it's hard not to, though, because they like super
they
gonna
pop that name.
Yeah, 600. Just go watch the videos.
Oh, yeah, I know.
They gonna pop
you them. Gonna die.
That nigga said they gonna pop it.
I'm gonna go to jail.
You gonna Graceful. Die, nigga. Yeah, straight up. I feel sorry for him, but on another note, if y'all got Hulu, get the free trial. I don't know if you got it.
I seen you post that.
But 6ix9ine got a dope little documentary. Like, I'm not a fan of 6ix9ine or nothing like that.
If he get paid off of it, I don't want to watch it.
Like,
bro, so much shit. So much shit in little time that he just did and got away with is crazy. That nigga blew up overseas before America. That's why that nigga's doing all the numbers he doing.
They don't give a fuck about that shit over there.
Yeah, they really don't.
Mm-hmm. Fuck the street cred, my friend.
It's an entertainment for them.
But yeah, man. Thanks for tuning in. You know, we're going to stay the fuck plugged in. And once again, it's your boy, Dwayno.
Man, it's your boy XK, man.
And it's your boy Coop the
Poop. I'm plugged in.
Times three.